Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
So I guess the Knicks aren't going to get Kristaps Porzingis, which is a little bit disappointing. And not that I want to lead the show with that, but it is a blockbuster deal ahead of the NBA draft. And look, with the Knicks having no picks in it, it's going to be a matter of how they can upgrade their team without, you know, a top pick, obviously, in the draft. And, you know, it's going to either be some minor moves in free agency you would expect, or get creative and make a trade, whether it is trading Obi Toppin. I don't think you're going to see something like, you know, a Zion Williamson trade with RJ Barrett or Julius Randle. I mean, I expect them to fully keep Randle there with Jalen Brunson and probably keep RJ Barrett as well. I just don't know if that player is out there, the difference maker is out there, as we talked about a little bit last night, for the Knicks to be able to go all in for and break up some of the core of this team. They better hope that Quentin Grimes, that Emmanuel Quickley, these guys continue to develop and become impact players. And like I said, with Obi Toppin, he's an interesting one. I know his name has come up here in recent days because there's no need to have him and Julius Randle on the team. The Knicks have not utilized Obi Toppin to his full potential, and he doesn't fit what they need, which is why I loved Porzingis and would have, look, I certainly would have traded Obi Toppin in that. You see what the Celtics gave up for Porzingis, gave it up Marcus Smart. I actually like that move for Memphis, adding some toughness, some defense with Marcus Smart. I feel like he's a good piece for that team. You know, in the three-way trade, you know, a bunch of picks involved as well. But Porzingis going to Boston, I think that's a win-win for Boston and for Memphis. Yeah, I just want the Knicks to be involved here in some way, shape, or form, getting a good player. You know, it can't just be Josh Hart. I mean, I guess, you know, the Knicks can find ways to improve their team as far as shooting goes, you know, without making that blockbuster move. But they have a guy in Obi Toppin who could be a good player if given more minutes. He fills a void, or could fill a void for some team if given an opportunity to be a starter or to get more minutes. I just don't think he fits with the Knicks, and I like him. So maybe that's going to be the piece that a trade would be centered around, whether it is for picks or what. But anyway, you look at some of the action here. You know, usually with the NBA in the offseason, they come in bunches here. So Woj breaking that trade, it was something that happened earlier yesterday, but then just came down officially where it was a, you know, a different three-team trade with the Wizards and Grizzlies and Celtics. But Porzingis, one of the guys that I wanted for the Knicks, not just because of the nostalgia. Yeah, they drafted him, and he was an original Knick. and gave the Knicks hope years ago. I actually couldn't believe when they ended up trading him. I remember where I was. I was at SNY getting ready to do the show Loudmouths, and we got word that they traded Porzingis. I was so upset because I couldn't believe they actually did it. Now, I get it. There was other circumstances involved there. They didn't feel that, you know, they wanted to or going to be able to sign him, and they ended up trading Porzingis. It was just, you know, he was their guy at the moment. The one hope that they had was Porzingis. And this was before you thought that it was going to be. Remember, they were supposed to get Zion Williamson potentially that offseason, or get the number one pick, and it was supposed to be Zion Williamson at that point, looking to get big free agents, KD, Kyrie, whoever would have become available. But they didn't, and they ended up trading Porzingis, you know, before that anyway. And to me, it made no sense because they gave up a star player, their best guy. I know he's had injury history and stuff like that, but man, Porzingis was an impact player. The one rare impact player that the Knicks actually drafted, that's the guy they decided to trade. Now, look, they've recovered from it, but coming full circle, bringing Porzingis back would have been an exciting move. Plus, he fills a void for him more than, let's say, Obi Toppin. You know, Porzingis in that role, a big that could stretch the floor and actually shoot. And he's a 10 times better shooter than Obi Toppin. Again, Obi does different things, and he does them well. Transition, runs the floor well, great energy guy. And he did show, without Randall, down the stretch in meaningless games, that he could have an impact. And he did have a decent impact in the postseason as well. But he just needs to shoot better. I don't trust him shooting threes. So erratic. I mean, when he misses, he could throw up air balls. I mean, that to me is getting lucky when you knock them down as opposed to being good. Porzingis is actually a big who's a good shooter. And you watch, Boston will utilize him properly, and he will be a difference maker on that team with Tatum, with Brown, and, you know, building a Celtics team that is once again going to contend in the Eastern Conference to be one of the better teams in the conference. I can't get it in the draft. I'm not sold on it. Maybe that's just because the Knicks, if they don't have a first-round pick, if they did, it'd be a little more intriguing, especially if they had a top first-round pick. But the draft just doesn't do it for me. But you know why I started talking about Porzingis? You know what else doesn't do it for me? The New York baseball. The New York baseball doesn't do it for me. And I'm not even going to mention the team that plays in Queens, because they don't deserve me to mention them by name. There's no point. I mean, I can't get angry about that team because we've already said that they were done weeks ago. You know, they lose another series. Surprise, surprise. They just the team that plays baseball in Queens in this town makes it impossible to win series. I don't understand it. Even the worst teams in baseball figure out a way to win series. But yet this team that plays baseball in Queens that will remain nameless has talent. They have the most expensive roster in all of Major League Baseball. They have talent. They were a good team a year ago, and they're not a good team now. And I just don't understand it. You know, losing 2 out of 3 to the Astros, normally not that big of a deal. Losing 2 out of 3 to the Astros after losing 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals, after losing 2 out of 3 to the Pirates, after losing, you know, both series by a sweep to the Braves and Blue Jays, this is what we call, and National League fans in New York will know what I'm saying here. They'll understand the term. This is what we call a June swoon. Now, it's not just a June swoon, because it's been on top of struggles in April and May, but June has been as ugly as possible. And it's probably not going to get much better, because if it hasn't gotten better at this point, what more can you say? They're just not very good. The positive team in this town, the New York Yankees, they get another win. I told you, Monday morning, coming off the sweep, everybody wanted to panic with the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees, Yankees losing 4 in a row. Everybody wanted to go nuts about it, and I said, no, thanks. I've been down this road before, because I was one of those people that would go nuts and overreact one way or another. But I'm not doing that throughout the course of the season, every time the Yankees hit a little bit of a bump in the road, there will be plenty of bums. And that's exactly what that four-game losing streak was, a little bit of a bump. And even without Aaron Judge, the Yankees now have been able to look like a real team these last couple of games, taking care of the Mariners. Not scoring 100 runs to do so, but four runs last night as they hang on and win a 4-2 ball game behind young Johnny Brito, who, I don't know if its name reminds me of Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto, Johnny Brito, his delivery. Brito has been nasty at times. Now, I know he's been hit hard a couple of times this year as well, but I've seen a lot of promise in Brito. And this was one of those good efforts, 5 2/3, not allowing a run, just two hits, where, you know, the Yankees get a big-time start from him. You're sensing a theme here with starting pitching, right? If you get a quality start, Gerrit Cole the night before, if you get a quality start, makes it a hell of a lot easier to win a ball game. Starting pitching keeps your team in a game, gives your offense a chance. Offense does just enough. Bullpen closes it out. Yankees figured out the formula. Not that difficult. Even on a night where they get five hits. Like I said, even on a night where they're not scoring a ton of runs. And they get contributions from, of course, household names. How do the Yankees do it? Every year, they'll have a stretch where they're without star players. And every year during that stretch, they get guys that contribute that we've never heard of before. Or maybe heard of before, but never thought they'd be contributors. Like Jake Bowers. Like Billy McKinney. I mean, think about it. Without those two guys, where would the Yankees be? So, not much offense, and you throw Volpe in there. He had himself a home run on the night as he inches closer and closer to 200. But, you know, you look at the Yankees figuring out a way. This is what they do. This is why I said they're going to go on one of those runs that they win 9 of 12 or 8 of 10 or whatever it may be that they're going to end up on here. And now they've taken the first two against Seattle looking for the sweep. Later on this evening before the Rangers will come to town this weekend, and that will be a fun series. You know, you figure they take two out of three from Seattle at worst, but what's going to happen against Texas, who's, you know, a very good team this year, one of the best teams, as a matter of fact, and you look at, you know, by any measures, you look at the run differential, you look at the record, the Rangers have been as good as anybody, you know, outside of the Rays. They've been as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. So it'll be fun to watch them come to town this weekend. But the Yankees in the beginning of one of those stretches to kind of right the ship a little bit and have people calm down and maybe appease the owner as well. Because yesterday, Hal Steinbrenner spoke and couldn't understand why Yankee fans were mad in June. Why are they mad at this point in the season? And if you didn't think that Hal was out of touch prior to that comment, you certainly did feel that was the case after that comment. Like, he's got to understand why a Yankee fan would be upset with the ball club right now. All right, yeah, so what? The Yankees are 8 games over .500. The Yankees are in third place, 9.5 games back. That's not the Yankee standards. This is not, hey, just make the playoffs and roll the dice and see what happens. This is a team that's supposed to go out there and compete for a World Series. This is a team that hasn't seen Carlos Rodon pitch. This is a team that has lost Aaron Judge for the time being and has no idea when he's coming back. This is a team that has to watch Josh Donaldson play third base every day instead of bringing up Oswald Peraza. This is a team that's seeing young guys struggle. Volpe, Cabrera. You know, this is a team that watches Gleyber Torres continually screw up on the field. Just doing stupid things. By the way, I'm not buying the base running blunder was, you know, he thought the outfielder wasn't going to catch the ball. Watching him run, 1,000% he thought there was two outs. And either way, you can't make that mistake, getting doubled off there. And Gleyber Torres just does stupid things all the time. He's a losing player. Yankee fans pay top dollar to go out there and watch a team that is not top product. That's why they're frustrated. Other teams are better. That's why they're frustrated. Look at the lineup. Look at the outfield. And like I said, I think they'll be fine. And they'll get healthier, although Willie Calhoun going down, it doesn't help. Another injury. But you look at this Yankee lineup, Hal. Look at it. Jake Bowers, Willie Calhoun. I mean, you throw an IKF every once in a while. Josh Donaldson, Billy McKinney. Look at the lineup. You need me to tell you why Yankee fans are frustrated, why Yankee fans are upset, even though the team's over 500? Come on. Come back to us, Hal. Come back to reality. 877-337-6666. We'll take your calls on the other side, whatever it is you want to discuss on this now Thursday morning. You know, remember with the end of the overnights for me coming soon, this is the last overnight this week. I'll be filling in with Keith. What is today? So today's technically Thursday morning. So tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon, Keith and I will be filling in for Carden and Roberts. So no more overnights after tonight for this week. And then three more at the end of next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to close out what has been a fun run for me on the overnights. Over 2 years of doing it, it's been fun, but it's coming to an end. So get at me. I want to hear from you guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.